Tonight I would like to talk about morality, sila in Pali. When we practice Buddhism, we may be trying very hard at meditation and then following other teachings, but morality has to come first. Without morality, our practice wouldn't go very far. And we would be wondering, how come I practice so hard, but I'm not getting any peaceful? That is because for some it is morality that is lacking. So morality is first and foremost very important to get the effective results in meditation. Morality is also a very important factor in achieving the insight, wisdom, and through this refrainment, we also discipline ourselves consciously, mindfully, and from that, the results are very beneficial for us. As Buddhists, to have this morality, to be living within the morality of a Buddhist way of life, then we have to have at least some basic precepts or moral guidelines that we need to follow. For example, we be sitting and meditating as much as we like, but then afterwards when we go and mix with people, we say things that's not true, we tell lies, and from that consequences that follows, then no matter how much we meditate, how much loving kindness we spread towards those people, we won't have the benefit of those, you know, loving kindness and all this meditation, because what we were doing is wrong, morally wrong. Saying all sort of things that is not the truth, telling all lies and doing gossips which break people apart instead of bringing people together in harmony. So we cannot expect in these situations to have a peaceful result, that people are liking us, accepting us. When we become a walking gossiper, then people will avoid us. That's what will happen if we do that. And people won't trust us anymore. So no matter how much we meditate, then there won't be any more good results out of this immoral way of living. Telling what is not the truth, and a harsh speech, gossips and slandering, these are very evil speeches. Buddha said this is, you know, the evil speech. So when we do that, it affects a lot of people. Some people, you know, got really stereotyped because of these gossips. After all, everyone has good points and bad points. If we gossip other people, we are showing the quality that, you know, what we are is not really a very good quality at all. You know, it's a very sort of a cruel and one-sided, and the gossips are mostly one-sided, and they are far from the truth. So, you know, even if people made mistakes, we have forgiveness. The attitude of forgiveness, because people change with time. 2-3 years ago, what they have done, they have learned from it. For most of the people, now they have different attitudes. So with this, you know, giving a chance to people to pull themselves up, to amend themselves, to repair themselves, we have forgiveness, and we measure with what they do now rather than what they did in the past. Well, we have to still be put that into account, I suppose, but Mainly we concentrate on what is happening now. If people hasn't changed, then we have attitudes towards that person differently. But we never purposely go and put people down and talk about them in bad ways. We always give chance to people, forgiveness. So these are sort of a basic moral precepts that we have to have in a Buddhist way of living. And also not taking what is not given, in other words, not stealing. Even if we have stolen something, then we remedy it when the conscience become clean. There was this young man in a country town. When he was a teenager, he broke into this one of the sports club, and that was 3, 4, 5 years ago. And now he's become an apprentice and he's working. So he went to the police and he gave himself up. He said, so and so years ago in so and so town, that was me who broke into that sports club, any damage now I will, repay, So this is, even though if we have done it, when we find out about the good values, the values of life, the moralities, then we pull ourselves, we become honest. And that person is a great courage and an example that what we can do. The other young man as well, when he was a teenager, he stole a bike in a country town and then he sold it for some reason. Maybe he needs some money or drugs or anything, I don't remember now. But these are true stories that I read in the newspapers. And then now he's became a teacher. So he went back to this town and then he knocked on the door. And the lady there, open up, and then, he said, you may not know me, but I